Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Annie Leonard and Shannon Cahill with the Knoxville Music Boosters about what's coming up in October. There's been a lot of things going on, especially, you know, the fall season band, marching band going on, competitions going on, football games going on. Just take us through exactly what's been going on the last month when it comes to Knoxville Music Boosters.
Well, we've had some competitions for marching. We've had football games. Sadly, this last Friday, we were not able to march. We were ready to go on the field. The kids were all lined up, and it started to rain, and we just had to pull them off so we don't ruin all those instruments. But yesterday, very exciting, we had the Conference Chorus Festival, which is 7 different schools in our conference all get together, and they spend a day learning the music. They've had a little bit of time to learn ahead of time, but they come together with one guest director, and then that night they perform it, and our kids also get to perform one piece of their own. We had 120 kids from Knoxville. Both of the high school choirs were there out of a total of 350 kids, so we have a very large showing, and I just, as a parent and as a chaperone who gets to go along, it is amazing to see those kids and watch them, and they are so respectful. They're just amazing kids, and so we're just really proud of the kids and what a great job that they did, and Jackie Duffy and the program that she's built for Knoxville.
One thing that I realized that last week was the homecoming, but you guys had the middle school tailgate at the Knoxville Hy-Vee. Could take us through exactly how that was. I know it was indoors because of the rain. How that all went and how the turnout was for that.
Yes, well, we had a pretty good turnout. Of course, the weather hurt us, but Brett, the manager at Hy-Vee, and the Hy-Vee staff are just wonderful to work with. They're so generous. They donate the food, and then they give us the proceeds, and they even put a donation bucket out, and we get the proceeds from that, and then they match whatever it is that we collect on those days. We had a great turnout, so I think we're going to end up with somewhere getting pretty close up to $3,000 when everything is said and done. They haven't given us final numbers yet. They were still selling a few things even after 7 when I had to take off to go help with the marching band. But we had lots of middle school kids and their parents come out to help us make it great.
Now, another thing that also went on during September, towards the middle and end of September, you had the auditions for your variety show coming up in December, your New Year's variety show. Take us through exactly. I know last time we talked, you had a bunch of auditions and stuff going on. You had a bunch of people getting ready to be a part of that. So take us through exactly how that went and what listeners can expect when they go to the New Year's variety show.
Yes, we had great auditions. We had really good response. I'm working with Don Flattery on that project, and we are so excited about the show that we're going to be able to put together. We have vocalists, we have dancers, we have some comedians, we have some instrumental players. It's going to be really great. And so that evening, people can come to a social hour and enjoy some culinary arts and some special non-alcoholic mocktails before the show. Then we'll have the show, and the show will be from 7 to 10 with a half hour intermission for dessert. Also in the lobby will be visual arts from local artists, and we do still have room for a few more visual artists to submit their materials, and they can go to the KnoxvilleMusicBoosters.org website and follow the link to the variety show if they're interested in submitting their artwork.
Now, as far as the show is there going to be tickets available, and when exactly will that all start, the RSVPing, stuff like that?
So we will have tickets available probably late November. I don't think we're going to really burden the ticket sellers with them very much sooner than that. We're still negotiating a little bit exactly where those tickets will be available. We're working on it. We'll have tickets sold in advance for the social hour. If you want to come to that and the show, those tickets will be in advance. We will have tickets just for the show available at the door.
Now, that's all a little ways out. We got until New Year's, December, late November timeframe. But some things are coming up real soon right now. Take us through exactly what the Knoxville Music Boosters and the music programs are going to be doing here in October.
Well, this coming Saturday, we have the biggest day yet for marching band. We have 2 competitions in one day. We start with state marching in Pella, and that is at 1:40. And then we go to Mid-Iowa, which is in Ankeny, and that is at 6:40. And it sounds like a long time between, but in between those, we have to do the judging part and the taking everything apart, packing it all into the trailer, transporting it, going up to Ankeny, taking it all back out, doing warm-ups, getting everything ready again. So it's a pretty busy, jam-packed day, and it's a lot of fun, but it's exhausting. And so we would love to have anyone who can. Again, the first one at State is in Pella, so it's close by if anybody wants to come over and check out the band and all the work they've been doing. Each competition, they show huge improvements, and we placed higher this last time than we did, and so we're hopeful that they'll show some more improvements this coming week.
When it comes to the weather, you guys have been dealing with a lot of rain. I know that the forecast for that is to deal with a little bit more rain, but also due to homecoming and all the rain with that, you're going to have a little special thing on the 20th of October for senior night.
Yes, for senior night, they always get to introduce the seniors and their parents, which is a huge thing, and it's sad for a lot of the seniors, but it's also very exciting. So we're excited for that, but then also the show, they just finally will get to do the entire show at the halftime part, which this last week we missed due to the rain coming in, and so they're excited to get to finally do that and just showcase all the work that they've been doing.
Now, is there anything else the Knoxville listeners, Marion County listeners, really anybody needs to know about the Knoxville Music Boosters and the music programs coming up in the near future?
Well, I will say one exciting purchase that we had to make very quickly this past week is new uniform racks. The uniform rack we had is cracking, breaking, and becoming dangerous. And so we very quickly had to order new racks. And so we thank everybody who has been helping and donating and helping support the Music Boosters, because as a result, we could just instantly go out and purchase those racks as soon as we had our meeting on Tuesday and agreed to it. And so those will be here for our next competition. But then we're also working towards window for Living Windows, and just the next stage, once marching band moves on, then we move on to the next stages with jazz band and different preparing for the musical. I talked to some people yesterday about what our options might possibly be for the musical this year, and they're very exciting. So we've just got a lot coming up, too.
Thanks to Annie Leonard and Shannon Cahill with the Knoxville Music Boosters for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.